It's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. North Carolina Republicans have referred an alleged vote-buying scheme to the State Board of Elections after text messages showed a voter being offered $100 to cast his ballot for a Democrat in the Wilmington City Council election. The text messages appear genuine, and according to the state GOP and party chair Jason Simmons, it's an egregious affront to our democracy and an attempt to buy votes in exchange for cash. Canada's euthanasia advocates are pushing to expand their death program to children as young as 12. The group, Dying with Dignity Canada, recommends assessing eligibility based on maturity rather than chronological age and suggests that 16 and 17-year-olds shouldn't even need parental consent to be killed by a doctor. Since MAID started in 2016, it's already exploded to over 15,000 deaths in 2023. That's one in 20 Canadians who die being euthanized. A Rhode Island school is charging a mom $117,000 to access curriculum materials from a teacher who called Charlie Kirk a piece of garbage after Kirk was shot to death at Utah Valley University. The teacher made his comments in a TikTok video and was placed on leave, but when the mother requested his September emails and curriculum, Barrington Public Schools hit her with a six-figure bill. The Goldwater Institute provided her with a pro bono lawyer who's demanding the school revise or eliminate the payment request. As the mother pointed out, these materials are already paid for by the taxpayer. In San Diego's Gas Lamp District, a man dressed in women's clothing scolded a woman for wearing a Native American Halloween costume. I just don't think the irony is lost on anyone here. We're supposed to accept men claiming to be women, but clutch our pearls over Halloween costumes. The University of South Carolina has removed gender identity and pronoun drop-down menus from its graduate school application after Representative Nancy Mace intervened. The application offered over a dozen gender identities like agender and genderqueer, plus pronouns like I am an ear and yo, yo's, and yourself. The school blamed a third-party vendor and clarified they only collect legal sex for federal reporting. Judges in Tennessee have refused to dismiss a lawsuit challenging the state's pro-life law, allowing abortion advocates backed by the American Medical Association to continue their attacks. And Canada's Supreme Court just overturned mandatory one-year jail terms for possessing child pornography. The case involved two men caught with over 1,000 images of children as young as three being sexually abused and tortured. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.